This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Why did Allah put me in a marriage with so many problems? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is a story for a lot of you out there. You found the love of your life. You got married and you did everything right. You prayed your istikhara, you made your dua, you met both sides of the family. Everything was smooth, walillah ilhamd. Except the day you got married. A few days later, everything turned upside down, and it was just problems after problems, whether it be between you and your spouse, whether it be with your in-laws, whether it be with family, it could be so many things. Why would Allah put you in a situation like this? One of the answers is found in Surah An-Nahl. Listen to this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَنِينَ وَحَفَدًا. Pause. Allah says that He is the one that placed for you this spouse. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Allah placed for you these spouses. And these spouses, Allah says, مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ, it came from you. Now, what is this ayah talking about? Your spouse, the fact that if you did everything right, you sought istikhara and direction from Allah. You did everything right that you knew in order to make that decision and marry that person. Allah chose that individual for you. At the end of the day, despite all the du'as you made, that's the person Allah chose for you. Ja'ala lakum. But then the ayah says, min anfusikum, from yourself. So you have two things. Allah placed this person for you. And number two, that person is an extension of you. What does that mean? The scholars, they say, literally, your spouse is an extension of you. This person has similar qualities just like you. And even if you don't see it early in the marriage, you might see it later on in the marriage. Who knows when that would manifest? Because maybe for a lot of us out there, it looks so foreign. Just got married, but you seem so different from your husband or wife. Allah says, listen, I chose that person, and that person is an extension of you. Then Allah continues, وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَنِينَ وَحَفَدَ. Then from your spouses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you children and grandchildren. Hafada, one of the meanings behind it is grandchildren. It could also mean in-laws as well. So yes, your in-laws, Allah chose them for you. No matter how many problems or challenges you might have, at the end of the day, Allah put those people there. This is really important. Why? Because we are taught that we are not allowed to break relationships, especially with family. One of the reasons why is the fact that Allah chose these people to be in your life. Now you don't have the right to just cut that off because you just can't get along. This ayah also highlights a discipline that has to develop in the marriage, which is you cannot be yourself anymore. But rather you have to be the person that is best for the marriage. So certain tastes or delights that you are accustomed to, those are things that can be altered or changed for the sake of the marriage. It could be something as simple as, oh, when I grew up, the food didn't taste this way. Well, this is an indication you need to get accustomed to the way he or she makes the food. It's something as silly and as trivial as that becomes a major part of the marriage. It helps to develop that relationship because these are two individuals with perhaps two opposite lifestyles that have come together to make one lifestyle. That requires the sacrifice, that requires work, it requires focus, it requires knowledge. This is why you always hear about those marriage retreats and programs and courses, because it requires some basic knowledge. But at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, understand, if you're finding a lot of problems in your marriage and you just don't know what to do, this ayah would at least, inshallah ta'ala, encourage you, make you feel good about yourself that, you know, Allah chose this person for me, so I gotta put in some effort. I gotta work through this. I gotta try to understand. And it'll be very clear to you if there's just one person doing all the work, and you'll be very clear to you in that scenario where the marriage goes. Then you'll know whether the counselor comes in. Then you know when you gotta go to the imam and you gotta go seek help. Otherwise, just to remind yourself and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed you in that situation because Allah knows things that we don't know, and Allah sees potential in this relationship perhaps you cannot see at this time. You try your very best to stay committed, try to work through those challenges, and just leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, marriage is half of our deen. And Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught us this as a reminder. One of the meanings of this hadith is half of your deen is complete when you can navigate through the hardships and the challenges of that relationship. If you can manage that, then you can manage the challenges that come along with maintaining your relationship with Islam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you strength, give you focus, increase your iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your marriage. Allahumma ameen.